the water of life. And Jesus must needs go through Samaria. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. Whoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. John 4, verse 24. The soul of man was made for God and needs fellowship with God. Without God, the heart and soul of man is lost and in bondage to a cruel taskmaster. But when a lost soul returns to the Lord, he finds peace and satisfaction. The spirit of every believer is born anew at the time he first believed. But the soul of every believer needs to partake of the living water each day. To say that a believer has no further need of the Lord once tasted is false. Oh, for blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. But sinner and saint alike will find no lasting joy in the fading pleasures of this world. The titbits of the world are evanescent. The refreshment of the Lord is everlasting. Jesus said, I shall be to him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. His living water from God brings life and health and healing and wholeness. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal. The tree of life is a healing stream whose leaves are used for wholeness, for the healing of the nations. And he uses you and he uses me to be channels through which his living waters may flow, if we in deep humility will empty ourselves of king self, if we in self-brokenness will invite him to reign as supreme ruler of our lives. His living stream brings a glorious hope of salvation to all who drink of him. Just as redemptive salvation flooded into the life of the woman of Samaria, the moment that she believed his word and obeyed his command. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. I cleansed you. Go and sin no more. All the billowing waters of divine judgment deluged over the Lord on the cross, as he was submerged neath the rising flood water of God's pure wrath. Why? Why? And so that we could believe on his name and have rivers of living water flow through us. Similarly, once saved, sanctifying salvation streams into the maturing believer, the one who walks not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. His sparkling river of life threads through Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, flooding a sinful world with the scarlet stream of his saving blood. This water of life tells the story from start to finish, that all who will may come. Come, and let him that is athirst come. Only Jesus can give the waters of life. Only he can truly heal our hurting heart and save our sin-sick soul. No matter what we have done in the past, nor what dark secrets hide in our hearts, he is ever willing to sit by the many wells of the world and wait for one soul to come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb.